This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Pastor Father Matthew Codd of St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church of Charlotte.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand, because salvation, we worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him." God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, the disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking to her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come to see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, in 4 months the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified, that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is most definitely a beautiful gospel. And there is a lot here. The first thing I love about this passage, to begin at the beginning, is the great charity of Christ, the great love of Christ. I love as well his truth and how he puts those two things together so masterfully. He is going to tell her in the course of this conversation many blunt, many difficult truths, but he begins it all with a loving invitation, his loving presence. He does all things well. This woman at the well, I want to just list a few of the things that he tells her, which I imagine will be very difficult to modern ears. One of the first things that he tells her: get your husband. She says, "I don't have one." And he says, "You're right to say you don't have one. You've been married many times before. And the man you're with now, that you're living with, isn't even married to you." The next thing he tells her is, in response to her question about religion, "You don't have the right religion." I'm amazed at just how blunt he is, but I'm also amazed at how humble she is. Modern people are so easily offended, and the words said here are difficult and biting, or they can be. But she just humbly acknowledges the truth. "You're right, random man at the well. I am not married right now. You're right. I've had questions about my faith, which is why I'm asking you a question to give me clarity about this." And more deeply than this, he says, "You know, you're right. I am truly thirsty. I am thirsty for love through all these marriages. I am thirsty for truth in seeking faith. I am thirsty for so much." And of course, Christ comes back and says, "I have for you living water, that if you receive it from me, it will well up within you, give you salvation and eternal life, and you'll never be thirsty again." Just bluntly there as well, but a nicer kind of blunt. Says that what you have desired all your life, you will have. I love this conversation, and I think it says much to us here today. I know I'm not the first to say this, I never am, but we are unable to have difficult conversations in our country or in the modern world in general, in our families, because we are so polarized and so defensive and so easily offended. But look at the beauty of this conversation. We are afraid to say true things, but deeper down, we're thirsty for truth. We're dying of dehydration. And so I would say to you, in light of this gospel, don't be afraid to have an honest conversation. In my philosophy classes, we would say that this way, that we want to seek truth together. But the only way to seek truth and to find it is to be honest, to let go of yourself and to be humble, and to really engage with other viewpoints. Now, I, of course, be honest with you, and you all already know this, I'm sure, I do believe that our faith, after much seeking in my own life and engaging with other points of view and other faiths, I think our faith is the true one and has the fullness of revelation. I think so for many reasons. So I would just try to shore up your faith, to say that what faith offers you is true. There is living water offered for you. There is eternal life and love offered to you. And though this life isn't always filled with joy, it has many crosses and asks many sacrifices. But that's the way to come to love. I would hope we know better than anybody in the modern age that to just seek your own will and your own pleasures, your own desires without end, does not bring you love or happiness. So all the sacrifices, all the difficulties, they are not in the way of finding that living water. They are the path to the living water, because they humble us. And they say to us, like the woman here, you know, I've been looking for love everywhere I should not be. I have made commitments but not kept them. I have not been what I ought to be. But Lord, you offer me what I ought to be and what I can be. You offer me what I need, and I trust you. I have come to believe by the words of others, by the saints, by the apostles, by the scriptures, but more so over so much time, because I have met you, and I love you, and I know you. I am so grateful to us, to God, to have the faith he offers. And I will pray for you if you struggle with this, that you will encounter Christ, that you will hear his word, that you will wrestle with the church's teachings, that you will come to greater truth, that you won't be afraid to either accept it or proclaim it, that you can have what Christ truly offers you at this well, salvation and eternal life. Just don't give up. Don't let society get in the way. Put your eyes on Christ, open your ears, come to Mass, pray, and what Christ offers you will be yours.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.